We are joined in the studio by Lori Policelli of the Orange County Visitors Bureau. Is here in the studio right now. Lori, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Thank you, Aaron. Well, I enjoyed pulling up and seeing Chick-fil-A delivering curbside.
Right?
I didn't know that was happening. That's really great.
Chick-fil-A's here in the mall, and they've been doing a pretty decent business, like just doing takeout only, but they've got the tent outside. They're doing curbside pickup, and super thanks to Chick-fil-A because they came by with a big bag of food that they just donated to us here
They're
at the
kind.
Station.
That
they
was
really,
very
really
nice
are.
To think of you and bring you over all that food and maybe hope that you'll mention them on the air.
Just incredible generosity.
Very
and this
nice.
Is one of the things that we're seeing is like people being generous and businesses and organizations being generous. And you think about Chick-fil-A, like they had to completely reimagine their business model and do it at a time when people don't want to leave their house and business just everywhere is in decline. You know that they're thinking every single day about, okay, how do we get through tomorrow? How do we get through next week? And they're still also thinking about how can we help other people? How can we give? How can we maintain those connections with other people and other organizations in the community? And that's just so cool.
Today, I think, is the first day that I really saw an increase in people wanting connections, going out of the house to look for it and being confused as to, is it okay to go out of the house? Is it okay to go for a walk? Is it okay to go to the park? Or am I going to just sit here and kind of go crazy a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I say that in a exaggerated, kidding way, but people, I think, are starting to get a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
The news is 24/7 and it's scary. And I think people want a relief. So at the Visitor Bureau, clearly, there's really no demand right now for tourism.
Right.
And needless to say, we're keeping the lights on.
Awesome.
People will want Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro again, and we're not going to let them come here unless it's safe and we're ready for them. So we'll be here with the lights on when tourism comes back. But for now, we sat down and we said, okay, is there anything locals can do just to kind of get rid of that restless energy?
Yeah.
That they're having.
Because
so,
you can get out. You can go for a walk.
You can
go to a park if it's open and you just maintain your distance.
Right. Like, just no jungle gym and
no
common
jungle
sense
gym.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want to get in your car and drive around, there's some sights to see. But here's a few things we thought of, okay? So I don't think a lot of your listeners know about Brumley Forest.
I don't think I know
Brumley
about Brumley.
Forest is a brilliant walking path. Go to brumleyforest.org or com, forgive me for not remembering that, right off of New Hope there by the grill. And it's gorgeous territory of preserved land, trails, waterways. It's a really lovely time. And they've sent out an email saying, please come this weekend because it's sunny and the CDC is saying the sun is good.
Yeah.
So bring the family, you know, maintain some distance, but walk.
And the sun is good just in general. Like, we're still learning about this particular disease, but the sun is good for people just to get. Yeah.
The sun is good. And we're lucky here right now with our temperature showing 80 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So the river walk in Hillsboro is a favorite always. And for those who live in the southern part of the county and you have not taken a drive up to Hillsboro, please do so.
Oh, big time.
And I have to tell you, as unsettling as it is to drive through campus and see nobody, campus is still very beautiful, and there's parts of campus like the Coker Arboretum that people are not aware of. It's a good time to just lace up some tennis shoes and go for a walk. Check out our downtowns, Carrboro, Hillsboro, Chapel Hill. Beautiful. I will tell you, I was surprised pleasantly to see that Mapleview Farms is open.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see if that changes. We'll see if there's a shutdown, but what a great time to drive out there.
And there, I mean, it's a great place. It's such a beautiful countryside out there. And yeah, they're still doing a great business in terms of getting supplies to stores as well. Like
they are.
I was in Harris Teeter yesterday, or not yesterday, two or three days ago, whatever day it is and whatever day it was. I lose track of these things this week. But I was in Harris Teeter a couple of days ago just stocking up on supplies, and there was Mapleview Farms milk. There were Mapleview Farms products that were there and in the store. So they're keeping people stocked, and they're keeping the store stocked, and they're keeping people fed.
Yes. And, you know, if you're looking for something a little harder than milk, Botanist and Barrel has an open seating area in the back there, and they're serving some ciders. They're following the rules or social distancing, but they're a tremendous asset too in terms of produce and cidery and delivering to their clientele up in Cedar Grove. And they're open, and they encourage folks to just get in the car, take a drive out to Cedar Grove, stop by Botanist and Barrel, and chill a little bit. I think we all need to chill a little bit. Is that fair? I mean, I don't want to in any way marginalize this epidemic. What I'm hoping for is serenity, because people are starting to feel a little anxious and nervous. And we're lucky that we live in an area that has beautiful climate and some mild, some beautiful landmarks, you know, just to drive by the old well or the bell tower, or head, as you said earlier, to Carborough's Hank Anderson Park. I mean, that's a gorgeous walk, little path there. That's still open. Thank you, Carborough. And there's options. So, and there's also very benevolent options if you want to hear a few.
Go for it.
Okay. So,
speaking with Lori Policelli, by the way, Orange County Visitors Bureau, and remind me of the website for the Visitors Bureau.
Visitchapelhill.org, or you can go download the app if you want to know what's going on this weekend or when things change.
Awesome.
The app is great.
And benevolent options are in abundance right now. So
yes, absolutely. One thing we did in our neighborhood is we offered our services to the vulnerable population via the Nextdoor app. And I think we had a lot of takers, and that was very helpful. Some people just don't drive, and it brought our neighborhood association closer together.
What'd you do?
What did we do?
Yeah.
We just helped out. We just went in, got groceries for them, you know, just met them outside, talked a little bit, assured them we were there for an emergency. It's kind of like how we were raised, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Going back to the old-fashioned Mayberry and just saying, you know, hey, we're here. We're neighbors. We're here to help you and support you. And you can do that, of course, by buying a gift card from a local merchant. You've been talking a lot about that. Walking outside, grabbing curbside dinner, and also you can also chalk your walk. I've seen a lot of the kids outside my neighborhood using this time for chalk. So talk about going back to the good old days. That's a lot of fun. And also, Aaron, I know you download a lot of books from the library's online site. Remind people how that works.
I mean, just with Chapel Hill Public Library, for instance, you can go to chapelhillpubliclibrary.com. I think it's .com, might be .org. Go to the library's website, and they make it incredibly easy to do from that point on.
It's very easy.
The Chapel Hill Library, the Orange County Library as well, and really all of the community libraries in the Triangle have gone out of their way to say, okay, we're this building and we've got a bunch of books, and that's the traditional model of a library. What else can we be in addition to that? Can we also be a park? Can we be a learning center? And can we help people access materials from their homes as well as going to the library? So they've got all those options, and it's fantastic.
Yes. And if you're an audio learner, download a book. Brumley Forest, head to Riverwalk, head to Hank Anderson Park, walk, get a little healthy, and then drive out to Mapleview and add a few calories there. Order a peppermint bomb ice cream cone. They're being very sanitary and very safe and following all the rules. Maybe if you're looking for something a little harder, drive out to Botanist and Barrel, sit down in the beautiful area they have out there, and have a rhubarb cider.
Nice.
Right? There you go.
I don't think I've had their rhubarb
cider.
Have
you had that?
I have not, no.
It's really interesting.
I'll have to check that
How's
out.
How's that for a description?
I like it, yeah.
Interesting, yeah. So mostly breathe. Breathe. Recognize that this too shall pass, that we'll leave the lights on when people are ready to come out, when it's safe for visitors to come back, and we'll get through this as a community.
Other things that people need to know?
Thank you, Aaron.
All right. Lori Policelli, Orange County Visitors Bureau. Again, visitchapelhill.com.
Org.
Visitchapelhill.org and find out more. Lori, thank you so much.
Thank you.